welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved family, my radio family. This is just a wonderful day in the Lord, and I'm so glad that you've taken the time to join me. And we're going to continue on understanding the will of God and how to conform our will to the will of God. That's, I believe, the heart's desire of every single committed Christian. They want to please their Father. They want to hear at the end of days the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And the important thing is, I like to share from time to time, so often we feel that our efforts, our life, our destiny, the things that God has for us to do, is in the real scope of things, not that significant. You know, we may not be some great evangelist. We may not be a committed pastor or in fivefold ministry. But the fact of the matter is, God knew you before the foundation of the world, and He made you, created you expressly to accomplish the work that He has planned for you. Some might think, well, just being a homemaker, being a mom, being a dad is not that significant, but we are literally, when you do that, forming the moral fiber, the physical fiber, that child is a responsibility from God. And so what could be a greater task than that? And the important thing is, regardless of what God has given us to do, the merits, the rewards, the blessings come from faithfulness. He's not asking you necessarily to go off to Africa as a missionary, unless He's called you to do that. But He has called you to be faithful in what your destiny is, what your plan is. And how do we determine that? Well, it's by what He puts in our hearts, our desires. He confirms by circumstances. There's ways, and of course, by His still small voice, He leads us. He's promised to do that. He's a shepherd who leads us beside still waters, who leads us into green pastures. And so it's just important that we are willing as a sheep to be led. So I've been sharing now about the importance of submitting our will to the Lord. And the third point, there are 4 points, is to consecrate your will to God's will until it becomes yours. And this takes time. In this present day, it's very important that we are able to say, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." And even as a young Christian, when I didn't know very much, I didn't know the Bible, I had enough sense to know that when I prayed for God's will, because I knew I didn't have the answers, but I knew He did. So I've always prayed for God's will. And it's important that we can do this on a daily basis, to say, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done," or you won't do it in a crisis. Now, what's important is, I mean, we're not talking maybe earth-shaking decisions, but for example, someone has offended you and you're able to forgive, to be able to say, "Lord, I forgive them," or to establish a communication again. What it might be uncomfortable. Some of us just don't like conflict and or confrontation, but there are times that God might speak to us to do it. And so we have to be willing, you know, you might get up in the morning, it's like, "Oh, I don't want to spend time in prayer right now. I don't feel like reading the Word." Well, but a mature, disciplined child of God will be disciplined, we'll do that. And as we obey, then the joy comes of pleasing Him. And even if we don't feel the emotion, beloved, we, in a word, to endure hardness as a soldier, we're not spoiled, indulged children who just, you know, because a child, what do? They want what they want, when they want it, and everything that pleases them. Well, God wants us to grow up into mature sons and daughters of God. So as we go, our will needs to be conformed to His will. Or, I mean, it's either conforming to God's will or our personal, strong, soulish desires that, in some cases, have never been dealt with. And I've seen so many Christian lives that have been shipwrecked because they won't realize they need healing. God needs to deal with them on a deep level, and they're not willing to go there. Or they think they don't have any problems. They're bitter, and they're unhappy. They have no joy. There's people I know that are that way because they won't allow God to deal with them. And so we need to pray that prayer on a daily basis. Pray as often as you need it. You need to separate your personal ambition and soulish desires from the will of God. And you know also to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. It's not always negative. Those were the very words that Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he was going to the cross. He was going to shame and a horrible death and suffering and torture. And yet, it does not always translate into something negative. Yes, we are to take up our cross daily. Yes, we're to mortify, that means kill, the deeds of the body. But beloved, there is great joy in serving God and in fulfilling His will. And He gives a joy and a peace and a excitement and faith and hope and anticipation for living that you could never manufacture on your own. So, beloved, let go of those desires of what you want to do or don't want to do, and take hold of God's will, and be like those who won't let go. Just like Jacob, his name was changed to Israel, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, and he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Beloved, this is the way for divine blessing and favor. Make a decision that you want to go all the way with the Lord, and that will enable you to exhibit Christ-likeness in your life. And let go of the past. God is big enough to get you where He wants you to be if you will let go. So, now I've been sharing, and I am taking a lot of time, and so I just want to kind of summarize. There are four things in conforming your will to the will of God. It's a process. It's not an isolated act. It's the result of several things, of right information, of right desire, and imagining. We need to learn to guard our imaginations because they're so powerful. They allow us to live vicariously. We must make sure that they conform to the will of God. So just by way of quick review, number one, we must know the will of God. That is the His word as written and recorded in the Bible, the word of God, which is truth, and also waiting on God. Jesus knew He was going to go to the cross. He was confirming and embracing it. He was making the Father's will His own. And even though He had many His whole lifetime on earth to prepare for it, when it came down to it, His flesh shrunk from it. And we can understand how it just melts your heart when you think of how difficult it was for our Lord to do what He did out of love for you and me. I can remember I was raised in a denominational church, and it was like Jesus gladly went to the cross. And, you know, it was like He could hardly wait there. It's like, what's wrong with that? It's like no one in their right mind would want to go through what He went through. And we can't, even the best of man, the most righteous among us, could not have suffered as He suffered because the sins of the whole world bore and weighed down on Him. So, beloved, we just have to know that our God is a loving God, and that we have to wait upon Him and just know that God is working all things for our good. Secondly, we have to understand our will, the forces behind it. We must have better and proper information, and that it's kind of like having gas in a car. We need to make certain we've got enough fuel for the journey. It's like going on a trip, and if you run out of gas, well, you got problems. And that gas, beloved, is your motivation or desire. Thirdly, as I've just shared, we have to consecrate our will to His until it becomes ours. What to do if you're having trouble? You know, perhaps you're in a location, physically, you're in a town or a city that you really don't like. You're here, but you're not happy. And actually, I'm thinking of a situation years ago. There was someone who wanted to help in the office, and you know, for years, if you've been a regular listener, I lived, well, it was, what, 29 years in Tracy, California, and there was like an invitation, won't you come out? And she had the ability, was free to do it, but the reason was that she didn't like Tracy. It was very ugly. There wasn't much scenery there. We're talking the, you know, San Joaquin Valley. And to be honest, it wasn't my picturesque, what would I say, my desire for the beauty. I mean, it wasn't really, it's not a beautiful place, but I learned to love it. Why? I was perfectly happy and content there because I was in God's will. And so going to the place that God wants you, physically or even spiritually, is it's part of a preparation process. And because if you might be in a situation that you don't like, in fact, I was just speaking to a dear sister just last night, and she's not in a very happy situation personally, but there's a lot of sacrifice involved, giving to others, but she's willing to do it because she knows it's temporary. There's actually a time limit on it. So don't fuss about your circumstances. Look at the way that God gave you, irregardless of your circumstances, and learn to be happy. We will get there by consecration in times of prayer. And you will have trouble following God if you don't spend time in prayer. I'm going to share a scripture found in Colossians, the 4th chapter, verse 12. Paul writes, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Is there a better prayer that we can pray for one another? I pray that continually for UCM partners. In fact, the Lord just put in my heart, whatever I'm asking for myself, I include my UCM spiritual family and believe in God for tremendous breakthroughs this year. Well, my time has come to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, as I share from time to time, the testimonies of those that have written in, how blessed they are by the ministry of correspondence, because it is personal. I pray personally for you. No one else sees your prayer requests or answers the mail but me. That's my pledge to you. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. I may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,